Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
We are running a smidge late.
It's because we had to let that Backstreet Boys song play out like 100%. Not even going to lie to you.
Had to give it its proper justice.
Yeah.
We play a lot of NSYNC. We don't play a lot of Backstreet Boys, I'm just saying. 6 o'clock club, what's up? We start with you. 410-583-1065. Call us. We want to talk to anybody. I'm not going to call us. Text us.
Yeah,
call
whoa, 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 relax.
Whoa.
Whoa.
It's too early to be talking on the phone.
Nobody.
You don't want to talk on the phone. We don't
want to talk
on the phone.
I can't even see straight yet.
I don't think our phones even still work.
That's why I slip up when I'm reading these text messages because I can barely see out of my eyeballs.
410-583-1065. Text us and we will shout you out. Who is up?
Veronica, good morning. Our Kinder Care ladies, Karen and Amber. John, the Annapolis locator, is here. Jess R. from Westminster. Beautiful Beverly. Kenny from PA. Clever Kevin is here. Good morning, Mr. W. from Reisterstown. Stephanie Lynn, Terrence, Christine, Kelly and Art in New Windsor, Rhonda in Pasadena, Wild Hurricane Bill in Abingdon is checking in. Lou and Glen Burnie, good morning. Marsha is here. Lisa, Stacy in Port Deposit, Cheryl, Sasser, and Little Sasser checking in from Dundalk, WG402 from the Eastern Shore, and Juan and Emilian checking in. Good morning.
410-583-1065. Why did you have the two sides back in the day? Why couldn't you like both NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys?
Oh, I was Team NSYNC, and still to this day.
But why? Why couldn't you just be a fan of both? Why? They both have great songs, but for some, and I don't feel like that really
at the
exists.
Time, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you can
there's
like,
no,
you can,
there's
you can
no
like,
boy band beef right now.
No, you can like, you know,
yeah, we don't even know
Taylor the Swift
totally.
And Lizzo. You can like them both and it's fine.
Yes, pop star. Yeah, there's no pop star like beef anymore.
Back in the day, for whatever reason.
Like that was a thing of the 90s, huh? Like Pink and Britney Spears. You if you like Pink, then you can't like Britney Spears.
Christina
and it's like,
and
why?
Britney.
Christina and Britney.
You couldn't rep two pop stars at the same time.
You're
it was
right.
Also the same with, and I don't even know if this is still a thing with kids, but.
And why?
Remember back in the day when you couldn't wear two different sports brands or like you couldn't, like you,
oh,
you got to choose it.
Who cares?
Like back in the day, you had to either choose Adidas or Nike. Mm-hmm. And like if you wore Adidas shoes one time, you were expected
to only wear Adidas
the rest of your lifetime.
Yeah.
To not stray from that brand. Why?
I don't know.
Nowadays, kids just be throwing stuff on.
As they should. Who cares?
Wait,
wear whatever you want, dude.
Why can't I, like, quit playing games in my heart and bye-bye-bye?
Yeah, you can.
Didn't make sense.
You shouldn't, but you can.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
Today is Giving Tuesday every year. On the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, people take the time to kick off the holiday season by giving back to their community. The first Giving Tuesday was actually in 2012, so today marks the 10th anniversary. More than 85 countries are involved. 93% of Marylanders think of themselves as generous, and Americans alone gave about $2.7 billion last year. Facebook is a very popular way for people to donate, so you can just go to facebook.com/fundraisers, and you can choose a charity to give to or have your friends help out. And so just, you know, take some time to donate money or do a charitable act by volunteering.
Seriously, think about that for a second, too, because I know things are tight this year compared to other years. Man, there's so many people this time of year that need that money. So
right.
Many groups, so many organizations. And we're not talking, I mean, you may not have a $1,000 donation. But literally, if everybody in the 6 o'clock club right now gave $5 to, let's just say, Johns Hopkins Children's Center, to Barks, to just any organization that means something to you.
Yeah.
Do you know what a massive difference that would make?
But also for the people who maybe just don't have $5, you can always volunteer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is just as important.
I think a lot of us could probably, I saw you Black Friday shopping. Every last, and that's the point of why Giving Tuesday exists, because y'all just spent 5 days shopping. Mm-hmm. We know there's money out there. So think about it. It's really important.
Number two.
Man, Ravens QB Lamar Jackson is making national news for lashing out at a fan in a vulgar tweet after Sunday's loss to the Jaguars. So here is what set Lamar off. A fan criticized him on Sunday, tweeting, quote, "When someone asking for a $250 million guarantee like Lamar, games like this should not come down to Justin Tucker. Let Lamar walk and spend that money on a well-rounded team." 25-year-old Jackson, obviously emotional after the loss, responded, quote, "I'm going to do my best to read this tweet. Obviously, this is not going to be
word for word,
but because it's inappropriate, but this is what Lamar said. Boy, shut the beep up. Y'all be capping too much on this app. Never smelt a football field. Never did beep." And then he ended the tweet with, "Eat male genitalia." The tweet remained up for about 3 hours before being taken down. And now Coach Harbaugh has shared his thoughts on the situation, calling the tweet out of character for Lamar.
What he said was just so out of character for him. That's not the way he speaks. It's not the way he talks. It's not the words he ever uses. I've never heard him say things like that before. You know, I'm sure he's frustrated, just like we all are. And that's just a place you just don't want to live right after a game.
I'm not mad at him.
I'm not mad at him either.
Like, he shouldn't have done it. I think we can all agree he should not have done it. Right? He shouldn't have done it. Like, if you for example, should I spout off on listeners when they say stuff to us? As a representative of the radio station, no, I should not. Do I do it sometimes?
Yeah,
absolutely.
You do.
And do you roll your eyes and get frustrated? Absolutely.
Yeah, but there are some comments where I'm just like, go off, sis. Because it's really hard and difficult, like, especially sports fans, like, how is that fair for the entire world to like rip you apart? And it, I mean,
it's not fair.
He didn't say though. I mean, he wasn't that bad. Was he wrong? I mean, has this person ever been on a field and smelled a football field? Probably not.
When you're representing a brand, unfortunately, you've got to see it through other eyes. I'm not saying what he did. I wouldn't have done the same exact thing because would have.
Yeah.
But is it the right thing to do?
Yeah.
No.
Number one.
Some fans are saying that the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey, cheated when she sang her hit, "All I Want for Christmas Is You," at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. In a video that now has over 6.2 million views, a TikToker posted the video of a teleprompter displaying the lyrics with the caption, "Yes, Mariah Carey is using a teleprompter for lyrics of her most famous song at the Macy's Day Parade." Now, a spokesperson for the parade said the screen was there so the audience could sing along, but people are just thinking that's an excuse. There are other explanations, though. Some people on Twitter claim the screen was there in case Mariah's in-ear monitor failed so she didn't lose her place, or so the dancers could stay on par with the song as well, while other fans find it very bizarre that Mariah would need assistance remembering the lyrics to her most iconic song on the planet.
There's nothing I love to do than, like, rake Mariah over the coals today. Can't do it.
So mean.
Can't do it. There's so many of your favorite celebrities that do the same exact thing. And I know, like, you don't want to think that. But, y'all, they're on stage. They're in front of millions of people.
It's a parade.
Do you know easily something could go wrong?
Yeah.
And the last thing Mariah needs to do is sit there going blah, 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 in the middle of it, you know?
Leave her alone.
Yeah. It's the world's best karaoke version ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Okay. You never know who's going to show up at your doorstep, right? But can you imagine all of a sudden your Ring doorbell goes off and this person's standing in front of you? Today in Dog News, let's get it.
Today in Dog News.
Yeah, you know, I feel like the other radio stations in town don't do a great job focusing on our four-legged friend.
Yeah.
Man's best friend, if you will, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
I freaking love dogs so much. And so, like, when there are big things happening in the world of dogs, that's what I bring you. I've got a 14-year-old Chihuahua whose name is Kiki. Love my life. Best thing that ever happened to me. So here we go. Dog News for today. This one's actually coming to us from England. And I'm trying to figure out, was this man doing this because he genuinely was being a nice person? Or was he doing this because he knew he was caught on camera?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, all of a sudden, this woman's Ring doorbell goes off. And she checks. She's not home at the time. She's like, hello, how can I help you? And the person on the other end happens to be a British UFC fighter named Paddy Pimblett. Okay? Which over there is like a big deal, right? So let's just act like it's like all of a sudden like Lamar Jackson's on your Ring doorbell.
Okay.
And apparently what's happened is Paddy Pimblett's dog has had a nasty number two outside.
Uh-oh.
Feels bad about it and wants to clean it up. Listen to her reaction. She's like, what?
Hello?
My dog's just had like a sloppy outside. I was just wondering if you got some water. I don't want to leave it outside.
That's positive,
Ah! It is.
Don't worry, I'll clean it.
You sure? I feel terrible. Know what I mean?
No, it's all right.
Thank you very much once again. I'm sorry about that. I hate doing stuff like that. That's why I knocked on.
Go on. I'll see you later. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
So,
where is this again?
This is over in England.
I love it.
So imagine like a celebrity like shows up at your house. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. My dog pooped outside your house and now I feel like I got to clean it up better, right?
Yeah.
Do you think he's doing this genuinely? Because here's like, for example, Kiki, my dog, if Kiki poops, let's just say, for example, I've run out of poop bags. I'm probably just going to leave it there.
Right.
I'm probably not going to take the time to like go up to somebody's doorbell, ring the doorbell, ask them to like get something to clean it up. I'm just going to just take it as an L for the day and move on.
Because you can also just slip into the shadows and no one will know.
Nobody would know.
This guy, I think it's half genuinely good person, half celebrity.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's like if, you know, someone so happened to get a picture and this guy walks away.
You think that
that's
going to
be a headline. That's
going to
be in the tabloids.
He doesn't want to be part of like TMZ, British TMZ.
Right.
So dude's like, let me head up to the door. I don't think most of us.
He could just be, but I don't know this guy. What if like that's just him? You know what I mean?
I've just never, and maybe I'm a jerk. Maybe I'm a jerk for saying that, but I just don't think I'd ever go to someone's house if I didn't have something to clean up my dog's poop. That's what's happening today in dog news. So half of my vacation last week, I was sick. And not only was I sick, I was sick in a third world country, which is terrifying. Yeah. I was in Mexico, and Tuesday night, all of a sudden, like, you know that feeling when you wake up and you just know this is not going to be good?
Yeah.
Your stomach's all just... And it didn't... I was like, maybe this is like a one-time little thing.
We'll this also isn't like a, you know, I have a stuffy nose sick. This is like a gross, nasty sick.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was not good. It was not good, okay? So all of a sudden, the next day I wake up, and not only am I having stomach problems, now I have this really weird rash that's going up the side of my arm. And I'm
weird.
Like... Okay, that's bizarre. So what do you do when you're in a third world country? Like, what would you do? Have you ever thought about this? We all just go on vacation, think everything's going to be fine. But what do you do if it goes wrong?
Yeah.
The only thing I can think to do is to log into Teladoc, basically lie, say I'm in the state of Maryland still, and see if somebody will treat me. Now, luckily they did. I was like, yeah, I just got back from Mexico. I just landed, and I got a question. I've got this rash and all the stomach issues. She's like, I would go to the emergency room immediately.
What? Oh no.
She's like, if it was just the stomach problems.
Immediate state of panic for you.
Oh, man. Yeah. Now, in case you don't know, I am a massive hypochondriac. So what do I start assuming? Oh, just the worst. I don't know. Is this some type of stomach cancer that I have? You know, she's like, the rash and the stomach thing is really not a good look.
Yeah.
So now here I am. I'm in the middle of Mexico.
She can even give you like possibilities of what it might be. She's just like, go see someone.
She said it's too scary. You need to go have. I can try to guess what it is, but you need to get blood work done like immediately because back, you could have really picked up something serious.
Yeah.
So here I am. I've got about 48 hours left in Mexico. My Spanish minimal. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Zero.
I cheated my way through high school Spanish, so my Spanish minimal.
Yeah.
Would you have gone to the ER or would you have waited out till you got back?
I would have tried to see a doctor somewhere.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know how you can just basically, like, just sit there and rot and hope everything's going to be fine and then get on a plane.
That was the worst part.
Yeah.
You know, I literally had to make, like, a life-threatening decision. I was like, since I don't know Spanish, I wouldn't even know how to, like, maneuver through this at all. And honestly, worst case scenario, because I took a COVID test, so I know I didn't have COVID.
Yeah.
So hopefully I was like, if I put my mask on and get back to Maryland, hopefully I'll be okay. Longest 48 hours of my life, by the way. Longest 48 hours. I get back here, go to the emergency room, the urgent care. I went to urgent care on Friday. This morning, I wake up, I have my test results back, and I have E. coli. It's just good old E. coli, okay? So I'm going to be fine, but it was very long, 48 hours in Mexico. I hope that nobody calls in on this topic. Wouldn't that be great if not one person in Maryland said, I can chime in on this today?
Yeah.
But I have a feeling it's going to go quite the opposite. What ruined your Thanksgiving this year? What ruined your Thanksgiving this year? What went wrong on Thanksgiving, leading up to Thanksgiving, that really just put a damper on the, it should be the most thankful day of the year, Jess, but some times it just doesn't go like this. Mm-hmm. I was laughing this morning because I was reading through Reddit. Reddit posts the same question this morning. What ruined your Thanksgiving? And if you've got a story, by the way, start calling us, 410-583-1065. Yeah, the question was posed on Reddit this morning. What ruined your Thanksgiving? And all kind of things, man. There's so many people that had a bummer Thanksgiving this year. This guy said, I woke up with a $700 fraudulent charge on my account. I couldn't call the bank. It's Thanksgiving.
No, because it's closed.
What are you gonna do?
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
So all day he's sitting here like,
buy $700.
What do I do about this? You know that's going to be in the back of your head all day.
All day.
How do you sit there with your family and like enjoy it when you know you've got somebody who, if they still have your card, you don't know.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Somebody else on Reddit said, I had a tooth infection that spread. I went to the dentist Wednesday, so this is the day before Thanksgiving, to get antibiotic, and then my face ballooned overnight.
No.
Yeah. So then here I am. I'm sitting in the ER triage with 101.3 fever. My face hurts like hell.
No.
Bad, right? How about this? Another one on Reddit said, I asked for the address and I never got a response. So
what?
4 hours later.
You were invited. They were invited. Asked for the address and never got it.
4 hours later. It says, okay. Well, this response came back. Okay, well, we already ate and everybody left. So just stay home. And eat there. Literally went on Instagram and saw family pics. Thanks, Dad. That's nice.
Wait.
Never said a word back.
That's me.
We know there's got to be stories like this out here. Y'all, every other Thanksgiving till this year was fine, till this year.
Mm-hmm.
Literally the day before Thanksgiving, I just now, as of this morning, found out I had E. coli poisoning. Now, I'm in Mexico at the time, right? And my buddy and I, literally, the last couple of years, we've been going down there, and we treat ourselves to have a chef come in and prepare a nice dinner for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I'm sitting here feverish. I'm sweating over the meal. I'm barely picking at it.
Ugh.
Ruined. E. coli on Thanksgiving.
No.
I'm flying back to America with E. coli poisoning, running to the bathroom every 20 minutes.
Ew.
On Thanksgiving. Ruined.
Yeah.
Ruined this year.
Mm-mm.
What about you? Did something happen that just put a damper?
Yeah, I think my leasing office is trying to kick me out of my apartment right now.
Just getting evicted right now?
Low-key.
On Thanksgiving?
They're being, the day before Thanksgiving. Literally, the day before Thanksgiving, they were being so mean to me. And obviously, we can get into more of this later. But if you don't remember, I sent an email to corporate about our fire alarms.
Yeah.
All this kind of stuff. And they are being so mean to me because I sent an email to corporate. They're being so rude. And I was like, I'm just trying to talk to y'all. Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
So literally the day before Thanksgiving.
So made me feel unwelcome in my own home.
Jess thinks she's getting evicted the day before. Did something happen to you? I'm sure we can get calls on this. 410-583-1065. Text from the 443. Said, my girlfriend broke up with me the night before, so I spent entire Thanksgiving trying to act like it didn't bother me.
No.
Who breaks up? What kind of demon are you?
Wait till after, at least when they're in food coma so they can't feel anything.
That's a no-no. That you can't do that. That's
Mm-mm.
awful, right? A text from the 410, a bunch of people who wouldn't get out of my damn kitchen because I'm a guy and all the women think they can do it better than I can. Well, meemaw, we still got 3 pounds of your dry-ass potatoes.
No.
But nothing I made has leftovers. Dude's saying, listen, my kitchen, don't ruin it for me. 410-583-1065. Risa.
Yes.
What ruined your Thanksgiving this year?
So I have two labs. One is tall and skinny, and he gets in the sink all the time. So the night before Thanksgiving, I said to my husband, don't leave the turkeys out when you go to work. So I call my son on the way home. He said, Hank got the turkey in the sink. Said, oh my God. So
no.
I get home and the turkey's on the floor.
Ew.
The turkey breast, not the whole turkey, thank God.
Mm.
And half of it was eaten. So I wrapped it up. I threw it outside of the deer in the woods. And I had to go out and try to find a turkey breast that didn't cost $40, $50. So I finally made it to three stores and finally found one.
You literally
found the turkey breast. So I just put it in the sink. Didn't even tell him, so he doesn't even know.
Oh,
so
no.
And also, I got a pumpkin pie from Wegmans. It was like $14. So Thanksgiving Day, I go to put out the dessert, and I can't find the pumpkin pie. So I'm like, Jim, where's the pie? He pointed in the refrigerator in the drawer, one piece left out of the whole pie. He ate the whole pie the night before.
What?
When you I can't, okay. So we had two. I'm like, I can't believe you ate the whole pie. That wasn't the only dessert, thank God. But
hey, that's bold. That's bold.
He ate the whole pie.
If you go, listen. If you go in and try to eat the Thanksgiving dinner before Thanksgiving.
No, that's disrespectful. Like, that's very disrespectful.
That's just like savage, right?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I have a very important question. In a relationship, are Christmas lists lazy? Or are they literally genius?
She's a 10-year-old who's really savvy. Just gets advice with Dear Abby.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, we'll go with it. I just don't know where this is going to go today. So this is called Dear Abby. In case you don't know who Abby is, do you want to explain?
Abby's my 10-year-old niece, and she lives in California. And she always likes to give her opinion whether we ask for it or not. And so now we've just made a segment of it.
So what is happening?
Okay, I need to know, am I a bad partner for just wanting to get a Christmas list from Garage Boy instead of coming up with something?
Okay.
Out of left field and hoping he likes it.
Got it.
Yes. Can I ask you for some advice?
Yes.
In a relationship, do you want to give your partner a list of things that you just want for Christmas, or do you think they should be creative and just pick something out themselves to surprise you? I like Christmas lists. I like someone telling me exactly what they want, so I know I'm getting exactly what they want, and I prefer it that way. I just don't know if someone else would find that as almost like being like a bad partner for doing that.
You aren't a bad partner for doing this, but I would just rather have me go on Amazon, pick out, like, put cute things in the cart, and then give it to my partner and be like, here, it's my Christmas list. Then they give me, like, a squishmallow or something.
Yeah, you know, like, but you used to like those.
Exactly, that's the thing. And, like, they wouldn't know. They'd be like, oh, you just like squishmallows here.
Mm-hmm. So Christmas list, easy peasy lemon squeezy. That's the way to go.
Exactly.
Thanks, Ab. Love you.
Do you think it's a bad sign, though, if you don't already have something in mind? For some reason, so when I was married, nothing felt less fulfilling than getting a list for my ex-wife and her just being like, go buy this for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
First,
that's
like,
exactly what I want. Give me the QR code, baby.
You're not telling
me. Let me scan that right now.
How special would it feel, though? Let's say for in your case, Christmas morning, you unwrap something And Garage Boy is giving you something that, like, maybe you had mentioned 6 months before, or something that was so near and dear to your heart.
Yeah.
Tell me that doesn't light you up a million times more than having literally three pairs of shoes you asked for. Like, oh, surprise. Oh, who knew? It's the shoes I asked for.
I don't know. Okay. And maybe this is, like, just selfish of me. I want the joy of getting him exactly what he wants. I like that. I want a list from him and for him to be like, this is what I want from here, this is what I want from there, and me get that for him exactly. I honestly don't care what he gets me.
I'd be curious about this, and let's grab phone calls really quick. 410-583-1065. Do you want your partner to get you something from the heart? Jen from Pasadena, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you make a list for your partner, or do you let him go rogue?
I make a list. And a different way to make a list.
And why do you make a list? Why not just let him go out there and say, oh my God, Jen, the love of my life, I know you better than I know myself.
Yeah,
some
why
days.
Is this important for you, the list?
Well, you know, it goes both ways. I want to be happy when I open my Christmas box. Mm-hmm. I don't...
Jen, Pasadena brushes? Cell phone service is terrible this morning.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I'm in Pasadena.
This the cell service. Somebody needs to get on this. Verizon, get on this fast.
Okay, so wait, why do we need the list in your life?
We need the list because I want to be happy and I want to make him happy.
But do you not trust
and isn't
him?
That, isn't that the point of being together, making each other happy?
But yes. Don't you? Yes. And if I go rogue, I never know if it's going to be something he really likes or not.
Exactly. And like, you know, you can tell there's a different laugh and there's a different sparkle in the eye when they are appreciative and when they're lit
Jen,
about what they got.
Your partner should know you better, like, well enough to get you the right gift, right? Like, are you scared if he goes rogue that it's going to be the wrong thing?
Yes.
You just can't even trust it.
But I'm going to be happy whatever he gets me, but I don't want to get the wrong thing for him.
Yeah.
I don't think I believe you.
I think that's sweet.
I don't think I believe you, Jen, when you say you're going to be happy with whatever he gives you, but okay. 410-583-1065.
This is Gigi on line one.
Hi, Gigi. Good morning.
Gigi, are you there?
Why are we having the world's worst phone problems today?
I
don't know what in the world is. Let's continue this conversation. I mean, I just feel like it's a little lazy. You should kind of know your partner well enough to know what to get them for the holidays without having to go over the list. Mike, did the holiday list, they just seem lazy in relationships?
As a veteran of a 21-year marriage, the list is the GPS to happiness.
There you go. The list is actually the key.
What do you mean by this?
If you want to get to where you're going, you will follow the GPS. Now, on the way, if you do find a nice little eatery or something like that, meaning a present that will go with what's on the list,
yes,
then that's a bonus. So to make both of you happy, you can get something that's not on the list and follow the list.
So,
right.
But you're telling me you'd be a dummy in
to
a relationship
not follow directions.
So like if she gave you a list of 100 items, you'd be damned to go at least off that list completely, right?
I would say 100% because we have been married 21 years. We've tried it without the list. The bigger disappointment is getting something that's not what she wanted, he or she wanted, and then watching them not use it for 21 years.
Okay. Exactly. So back to my point, the list is not lazy. The list is genius.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city. The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number three.
Baltimore's Washington Monument will be lit up for the holidays this week during a ceremony on Thursday, December 1st at Mount Vernon Place. Yes, friends, December is literally beginning on Thursday.
Crazy.
Right? The 51st Washington Monument lighting event will kick off at 5 p.m. It'll feature more than 20 local food and drink vendors, live holiday music performances from the Baltimore School for the Arts, the Morgan State University Choir, and more, all leading up to the lighting at 8 p.m. and then followed by a fireworks show.
Cool.
Number two.
Today is Giving Tuesday, but it's also Throw Out Your Leftovers Day. This is a reminder that's celebrated each year on November 29th. The goal of the day is to get all of us to throw away our Thanksgiving leftovers because you honestly should not be eating them anymore. Today, old Thanksgiving leftovers are not just bad for your fridge, but it can actually be detrimental to your health. Eating old leftovers regularly can rob your body of important nutrients because when food is kept away for a long time, the nutrition level goes down and some food items may become even toxic. So throw them out today.
As someone with E. coli poisoning, don't you love it? This has become my whole personality.
I know, relax, dude. I hate it when something happens because then he's like, I will be the face of E. coli. I will speak for all people who've ever had E. coli. We heard you.
As someone with food poisoning.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I got diagnosed with E. coli poisoning this morning. It's true. I got diagnosed. I'm currently battling E. coli poisoning.
As someone diagnosed with food poisoning as the only person in Maryland to ever experience food poisoning for all of time.
Let me speak on the conditions. Oh, it's not good. So throw out your leftovers. You don't want to do what old Crames did. It's not good.
Number one.
Ravens QB Lamar Jackson is making national news for lashing out at a fan in a vulgar tweet after Sunday's loss to the Jaguars. This is what happened. A fan criticized Lamar on Sunday, tweeting, quote, when someone asking for over $250 million guaranteed like Lamar, games like this should not come down to Justin Tucker. Let Lamar walk and spend that money on a well-rounded team. 25-year-old Jackson responded to the tweet, and I'm going to do my best to say this in the most appropriate way I can on the radio. Lamar said, boy, shut the beep up. Y'all be capping too much on this app. You've never smelt a football field. Never did beep. Eat male private parts. The tweet remained up for about 3 hours before being taken down, and now Coach Harbaugh has shared his thoughts on the situation, calling the tweet completely out of character for Lamar.
What he said was just so out of character for him. That's not the way he speaks. It's not the way he talks. It's not the words he ever uses. I've never heard him say things like that before. You know, I'm sure he's frustrated, just like we all are, and that's just a place you just don't want to live right after a game.
Are you mad at Lamar? Are you disappointed in him, or do you completely understand?
I completely understand. Like, is he allowed to do that? No.
Should he have done it? No.
But do I understand where he's coming from?
Absolutely.
And, and I think it's like, especially to have someone, it's like, have you ever played the game? Are you a professional? Do you know what it's like to have that much pressure on you as a 25-year-old person? No, don't.
As someone with E. coli.
Oh, my God. I'm going to walk out. I'm not going to do it. I can't do this. If I hear you say E. coli one more time for the rest of the show, I'm not going to.
Somebody with E. coli, I can tell you.
I hate you.
Sometimes it's really hard to if someone mentions something about E. coli in a positive light, it's frustrating.
I'm not going to let you do this. I'm
going to
call Tom if you keep acting like this. I can't do this.
No, listen, in all honesty, he shouldn't have done it. It was not the right thing to do. He's representing the Ravens. It's something that's near and dear to our hearts.
Yeah. But it's Baltimore, so y'all know how we do. Okay. If you want to come at us, don't be mad if we fire back. If you can't take the heat, then stay out of the kitchen and maybe try playing some professional football. Bye.
Are you done?
Yeah. Okay.
Can you call us if you ever got a drunken tattoo? And I'm not talking about you had plans to already get this tattoo. I'm talking about you went out, you got drunk, you got a tattoo. How do you feel about it today? 410-583-1065. Because somebody on this radio program got their very first drunken tattoo.
I wonder who that is since there's only two of us that are on the show. I wonder who that could be.
Who might that be, Jess?
That's me. That's right, people. That's me.
You're the problem.
I am the problem. It's me.
How did this happen? What?
You know, Don Julio can make a fool of you.
God, it's true.
JK, I drink vodka. So this is why I can only go to Stockton, California a couple times a year.
Yeah.
Because when I go there.
That's where Jess's family is, by the way.
That's where my whole family is. And it's an explosion of fun. It's crazy town over there. And we just are so excited to be together. We love to sing, dance, drink, and there's just no rules. And especially if there is an occasion to celebrate. So, you know, that's just us on a regular Tuesday.
Sure.
Now, if it's someone's birthday, then that's, you know, all bets are off. And we were celebrating my mom's birthday. And we went, it always starts at brunch. We went to this, you know, nice little place. It was just supposed to be some chill mimosas. And then one thing led to another. I end up getting us a limo.
Limo wasn't planned.
Limo's not planned.
On-demand limo.
Who thinks of getting a white limo?
I haven't been in a limo since prom.
Exactly. I haven't been in a limo since 2011.
Yeah.
Okay? And I get a limo. We're drinking, and we wanted to go to Sacramento and get tacos. And there, that was the point. That was all we wanted to do. We just wanted to go, like, 45 minutes out and get tacos. Okay?
Okay.
And for some reason, we ended up at a tattoo shop, and I got a matching tattoo with my mother. This was not planned. I had zero intention of getting a tattoo. I actually specifically remember, because they, you know, they randomly do this. They call it tacos and tattoos. So they randomly do this, and I specifically said, I don't want to get a tattoo. I'm going to a wedding the next day.
Yeah.
The last thing I need to be doing is drunkenly bleeding all over the place because I got a tattoo. All right? So I don't want to look like that at this wedding.
You think you'd think through it, too. You think that'd be one of those things before I permanently ink my body.
Right.
I should probably be in the right state of mind and, like, make that decision. Like, if you're going to get a tattoo, it's fine. But, like, you think you'd, like, because last time you got one, it's like you prepped it out for months. To,
totally.
Like, what's the right one? What's the right spot?
What do I want to do?
Yeah. So what did you get? What was the tattoo of?
So my mom wanted to get 1111, like, angel numbers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what she wanted. And you can see this video on my Instagram. Just do it. In the video, I'm like, I don't even care what it is. Whatever she gets, I'll get it. So I didn't even know, like, what she was picking out. Yeah. I was just ride or die for my mom.
It's impressive.
And
it's impressive.
You would think that's fine. Because 1111, it was supposed to be small. Whatever, that's fine, right? And then for some reason, I saw, like, a rose on the wall and was like, add that to her. Slap that on there right there, too.
So I haven't seen it. Let me see this tattoo.
You see, that's like my whole wrist.
Wow.
This thing isn't small.
Yeah.
Like, this is like a full-on production on my wrist.
You wouldn't have done that sober.
No.
There's no chance.
I had no plan. Like, this wasn't my intention, but I honestly barely remember getting it. There's a moment. I posted, apparently I was coherent enough to, like, share the process on my Instagram, but I only remember bits and pieces of getting tattooed, and then before I knew it, this is pretty permanent.
Okay, we want to hear about your drunken tattoo. Brian in Brewers Hill, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
We're good. You have a drunken tattoo.
I do, sir.
And what happened?
So, for story purposes, I'm in the Navy. So I couldn't do my normal bachelor party before our wedding. So my wife was like, you know what? You can have a boys trip after the wedding. It'll just be a guys trip.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Like, awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds great, right? So we decide to go down to the Pro Bowl in Orlando. You know, pretty sick Airbnb, and everything was going well.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we were drinking, having a good time. And then we go out to this bar at the end of the night, and there's a tattoo shop and a bar together. I'm like, all right.
First off,
that's terrible. Orlando, no. This is why you're Florida.
You're telling me you can get a beer and then go sit and get tatted?
This is exactly what I was saying. I was like, this has got to be illegal, but, you know, let's go. It's a guy's trip. Let's do it. So what happened was we're drinking for a while, and then we decided to make the bet. And the bet was whoever lost on Golden Tee had to get a tattoo.
Golden Tee, okay. this was going to be the responsible person. The Golden Tee machine, okay.
Of course. And somehow, you know, right, the Bachelor lost, right?
Of course.
I think I got rigged, but I ended up getting the State of Florida tattooed on my behind.
No.
With the letter Z for one of the guys that bailed on me.
Oh, are you kidding me?
How many years ago was this?
This was 5 years ago.
How are we feeling about it today? Do you love it?
You know what's funny? I kind of love it. I look back, and every time I just laugh at it. My wife hates it.
Oh, of course.
Every time she sees her, she was like, I called her the night of, and obviously I was, you know, two sheets to the wind.
Yeah.
And she was like, Brian, what happened? I was like, you're not going to like this.
You're not going to be happy about this. Sit down, sweetheart. We got to talk about something.
Oh,
she's like,
it.
You cheated? You're like, worse. I got a Florida tattoo on my ass. Like, it's even worse. Really is terrible. That's funny, dude. Thank you for calling us. 410-583-1065. Emma from Westminster, you also have a drunk tattoo.
Yes, I do.
We're sisters, Emma. You and I.
What happened?
So, picture 2020. I'm a junior college student.
Okay.
We're about to be sent home. We just got word that school shut down because of COVID.
Yeah.
Okay, emotional.
It's
yes.
a weird time. It's
right,
weird.
We're all drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Big party. And all of a sudden, my friend says, let's go get a tattoo. So we call up one of our sober friends, and she drives us to a local shop right in town, and we get tattoos.
Why? Literally just on a COVID whim.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what was the tattoo of?
I got a sun, and then my friend got a wave.
Okay.
What does the sun signify? Like there's light at the end of the tunnel?
You know what? I could say a lot of things, but in all honesty, it's just the sun.
It was just, yeah.
Do you regret your decision, Emma?
Definitely not. No, I
love it.
Yeah.
You're into it.
Yeah, I don't regret mine either.
Hey, okay. Listen, sometimes they work out for the best. We can't be mad about it. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah, thank you. Love you guys.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.